Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello and welcome to Fam for All Moms. My name is Shahrzad Kiadeh and joining me is Susan Yara.
Hi everybody.
Are you gonna miss me saying that?
I'm gonna miss you saying that. You guys, this is our last episode of Fam for All Moms, the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happens to Fam for All Moms from here. I mean, we will definitely still have our Facebook group. Shahrzad and I are definitely still going to be on the internets. We're going to still be hanging out and doing that kind of stuff. But we decided that this was going to be our last episode of Fam for All Moms, the podcast, mostly because there have just been so many changes this year. This year didn't turn out to be the year that we thought it was going to be, just in general, right? Like everybody.
Yeah, we started this with the best of intentions. We absolutely did. We were super excited about the podcast opportunity that was presented to us, and really grateful for that. I think COVID put quite a bit of a wrench in the plans that we had for it, and a little bit of a bummer. But it was a tricky year to start something new.
It was a tricky year to start something new, but also, that's like the understatement of the year. Tricky year to start something new. But it was also, we had all these plans. We were daydreaming about how this was going to turn out. When we started talking about having a podcast, we were going to bring on experts and have some of our favorite people in studio with us. And it was going to be an opportunity for me and Shahrzad to see each other on a regular basis too, in person, not via Zoom, which is not what we wanted to do. And also, we were talking about things like going on tour like meeting up with people in different cities. And, it was supposed to be something bigger than just a podcast. And obviously, because of the pandemic, we got shut down. We kind of didn't know where things were going because our podcast had just started. And to try to build an audience for your own podcast when everybody suddenly has stopped commuting was like one of the trickiest things we could ever do. It was a very bad year to start specifically a podcast when you don't have a following already for a podcast.
For a podcast. And that's a different following we've realized from the YouTube audience and the Instagram audience. But yeah, like Susan said, it was tricky. For me personally, I'm not good at Zoom. I'm not good at online connections. I'm much better at in-person connections. And the first couple episodes that we had, we were able to connect with people in the studio. And we've had a couple during COVID, like one of Susan's best friends, one of our other good friends got to come in studio with us. But that was just in the last few weeks. Yeah. So, it was really tough for me, I think, emotionally to just get excited about doing something on Zoom. And I think in the beginning, of the pandemic, so many people, I was feeling grief and I was feeling anger and frustration. And it's hard to think about things to talk about when you have to go through your own, I guess, sort of emotional journey.
For sure. And I would get into this. We would talk
Susan
to each
and I
other.
Got into our first couple fights.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to talk about that?
Was terrible and makes me sick to my stomach to even think about. But it was a lot of tension.
It wasn't a fight.
It wasn't a fight. I'm being dramatic.
It was
dramatic.
Just disagreeing with each other, which never really happens. We have for how many years
it's
have we been together?
It's been over 6 years. Seriously, it's been over 6 years that... I've known you for longer than you've known me. but it was tough. I felt like a lot of things were up in the air and there was a lot of uncertainty and we didn't know how we were going to plow through and we didn't know how we were going to bring good content to you guys for a while. I felt like we were, I certainly felt like I was drowning a little bit.
I was drowning too. And you know, if you guys follow me on the internet and stuff, you know, I had my own drama. I you know, this was the first year where I really felt like people were mad at me on the internet. Yeah. You know, I felt like I learned a lot about myself from that situation. You know what I think I learned a lot about myself this year is that I'm a very prideful person. I've always known I'm a very prideful person. But, you know, I felt like there were a lot of people that were prying into my personal life.
Yeah.
And when I say a lot of people, it felt like there were 10 people. Like there were this group of people that were prying into my personal life. And, you know, when you're a businesswoman, when you come from nothing and you feel like you're working so hard and you've done everything in your career to do it the right way and to have a lot of integrity, like there's stuff that happens on, you know, like on the personal side that people aren't privy to, right? And it's a lot of it as business dealings, right? And everyone tells you to be like a smart woman, be a smart businesswoman, lean in, do all that kind of stuff. So in my opinion, I was doing everything the way I was supposed to be doing it. And there are a lot of things you can't talk about when you're doing negotiations and there are just legal matters that go into it. So there was some information that got leaked on the internet.
Scandal.
And what's funny, it was a beauty editor. It was a beauty editor who told some of these people that were prying into my life. She told everybody I was the founder of my skincare line without context. What she didn't tell them and what she didn't know, because she's not supposed to share this information. It was told to her as embargoed information. What she didn't know is I hadn't signed a contract. I hadn't signed a contract with my business partner and, you know, like really figured out all the legal side of things. And I couldn't say anything because what if it didn't happen? What if I didn't become a co-founder?
And people think that they have a right to know every single detail of your life. When you expose some parts of your life, they think that they're entitled to know everything.
Well, here's the thing, though.
You know what I mean, though? We share our births. We've shared so many intimate moments, but we've also kept a fuck ton of stuff private.
Yeah, because we're human beings,
of
right?
Of course. And I'm naturally, I like to keep things private, too. Yeah. I know you do, too.
Yeah. And you know, I just didn't want, I'm also superstitious. I'm very like, you know, pinch me right now. I can't believe this is happening in good and bad ways. Right. And you don't want to share things that you're not supposed to. And what ended up happening was when I really think back on it, I got very prideful. Right. Like I felt like these people were trying to attack me. Mm-hmm. And I decided I was just going to ignore them.
Yeah.
And try to move forward with like my fairy tale story. Right. And eventually get into the convoluted issues that go on behind the scenes. Like I thought I maybe would get the chance to be able to talk about like how this all happens. Like, you know, here are the things that happen behind the scenes in business and stuff. And it didn't necessarily go that way. And when I look back, I wish I would have just, instead of trying to be so prideful, just kind of explained it, you know, like here's what happened, you know? But we can't go backwards.
No.
And you know what? This year has been a big growth year for me. Yeah. It really has. But it's also, going back to our podcast, it's put like a damper on me wanting to be all over the internet.
Totally. Totally. Right? And when that shit was all going down with you, I mean, God, I had a fucking knot the size of New Jersey in my stomach. Like it's this whole like cancel culture. It just makes me sick. I'm happy that you plowed through, obviously.
I mean, but I had no choice.
Yeah,
I had
you
no
didn't
choice,
have a choice.
Right?
But that was such a fucked up thing for me to witness. I mean, you know, and anyway, so this year had a lot of interesting things. So it felt, I don't know, for me, something about like when I show up on the internet, I want to be in a good mood.
Same.
I want to be like
positivity.
My best self.
Yeah.
There's a lot of negative shit online, obviously. And I never want to contribute to that. And I also feel like in some of the episodes from, you know, March or April, I was a little bit of a Debbie Downer. And like, you know, there's the thing. I mean, of course, I always want to be very real. And I think I am. I don't think anybody would say like, stop being fucking fake or whatever. But, you know, there's like, and so I know I was being truthful to how I was feeling then. But I also, normally when I'm going through some shit, I prefer to just sort of work it out on my own before ever showing up in front of other people.
Same.
And so it was a little tricky to have the pressure of coming back on a weekly basis
to our podcast.
To have conversations with people when I felt like the world is ending and people don't have jobs. And what the fuck do I have to say? I know where I get to sleep at night. Like, I know I'm going to have a roof over my head and not worry about food, but a lot of people don't have that luxury right now. So I'm going to talk about
what,
you know, what am I going to say?
I know we definitely felt very lost for a second. Yeah. And that's just not the best way to start a show.
I'm truthfully, I'm still a little bit lost.
We all are.
I'm trying to, and I feel like I need a little bit of time for my myself to just work on shit that really, 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 like, you know, not to sound cheesy, but like sets my soul on fire.
I've been listening to Sherzad say this for like 2 years, but this year it really ramped up. I really feel that from you, where you're like, you want something that's really gonna really drive you.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, and not to sound like poor me or anything, but, and I know everybody has their story, but I felt like I was just getting my fucking rhythm back in January with like my mom being sick for a year and then her dying and then me like I was like a little baby bird trying to walk again afterwards.
I know.
And then it was just like January and February, we had so much going on. We were shooting the sass again. I mean, God, the sass.
I mean, people are starting sass. I know. People are starting to message me right now. They're like, when is the sass coming back? And I'm like, when we can all go back to filming, like having a crew inside of a room.
Which is never going to happen. Yeah. You know, I feel like the way things are going. And so anyway, I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer. What I mostly want to say is that I'm so grateful that I even had this opportunity. I think it was an itch I personally really wanted to scratch, the podcast itch. And I'm really grateful for all the people that ever listen and leave reviews. And I know for me personally, because I've like hopped around the internet so much in the last 9 years that I've been on, like The Mom's You or even Clever Style, if you go way back, and then my own channel, and then Follow Me Here, I'm doing this, and now I'm doing this, and now I'm doing a podcast. It's exhausting as somebody who maybe like is part of my audience or something to constantly find me doing these new things all the time. You know what I mean? It can be like a little bit annoying. So I'm letting go. I've let go of a lot of things. I let go of my YouTube channel, which felt like a big, nice thing to say goodbye to.
Like a relief?
Yeah, it felt like a relief. It felt like for almost the whole time I was doing it, it was just not exactly aligned with what I want to do.
I mean,
and you know this, Susan, because we've talked about this intimately multiple times.
You have been for the last 3 years talking about like giving back. Like, how do we give back? And I'd be like, just that content doesn't do well online.
Oh, I know.
It's hard. It doesn't. It's hard to do it. Like, people say that they want to do better and they want to give back and all that kind of stuff. And you give that to them and then they don't watch it.
I know. I did that. I did a series like
I know
called High Note on my YouTube channel where I wanted to like end. I wanted to give people I wanted them to like end their day or start their day on a high note with like a little dose of some good news.
Yeah. And a nonprofit or an organization where you could learn how to help people, whether it's like with kids or food or anything. And people don't watch it.
People want ass and titties and drama.
It's wild. It's like you try to put positivity on the internet and people say that they want it, but it has to come with like a weird drama spin to it. It's very interesting.
Or you have to be like Tony Robbins or somebody of that level.
I guess like so committed that you're like, you know, just changing the way people are thinking. Yeah. I don't know. It's a very strange thing. And I think we wanted to be able to have a podcast where we can give perspective, be like the cool moms, you know, like we're trying to figure this stuff out too. But it turns out, you guys, we spent the whole year really trying to figure ourselves out.
Yeah.
Like we have gone through a lot. Like it's not just, you know, like just like everybody else. Like we've had our own like personal stuff happening the entire year. It's been hard. It's been hard on our friendship. It's been hard on our families. It's been hard on everybody. And so I think we were just like trying to hold on to the podcast, but we realized that's just not the way it's going to work out for us.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of probably more dedicated podcasters out there that are amazing, like Brandy and Orly, the Momhood show. Like,
I love them.
Like go, you know, get if you need some good mom content, they're killing it. They're doing a great job. But yeah, I wanted, you know, we're not like going anywhere really.
Right.
This show is just, you know, winding down with this episode, and who knows what the future will bring. But, you know, Susan has a lot of stuff going on with Naturium, which is the best freaking skincare I've ever used. Susan knows my skin probably better than I do for the most part. She's been all up in my business for the last 6 years. Seeing my face on the sass and stuff, and my skin has not been this good in I don't know how long, knocking on wood.
Your skin is gorgeous right now.
And like flawless. Random people are complimenting me, and I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Like, it's
Naturium.
It's Naturium. I also think it's like being locked up inside and not really wearing a ton of makeup.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to like clean, I don't have to work so hard to clean my face mm-hmm. as much. You know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean.
Yeah. Just, I feel like you don't believe that skin breathes, but I feel like it's
it doesn't
my
technically
skin.
Breathe. But yeah, see, like you're giving it a chance.
My skin doesn't have a tiny set of lungs on it.
You're giving it a chance to do it to function the way it's supposed to function without any interference.
So you've got a lot going on with Naturium and
With Mix Makeup. You know, we're still trying to build Mix Makeup. I've got the team. Yeah. We had to also try to figure out, like, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but Mix Makeup isn't just a YouTube channel. We started off as a production company. So mm-hmm. we were starting YouTube channels for other people. Like we started the Mario Lopez and Family YouTube channel.
God, that seems like a million years ago.
It seems like it was so long ago, but it wasn't. We've started YouTube channels for doctors, like dermatologists and plastic surgeons, and their social media, like their Instagram and all that kind of stuff. And we've, you know, like produced tons and tons of videos for, we actually even produced all the videos the first year of like livestrong.com.
Oh my
and
God, I remember that.
Yeah, like it seems like all the food videos we were producing, and we produced, you know, last year we spent all of the year doing like all the cover shoots in Los Angeles for Marie Claire and, you know, like doing.
Nobody knows about that.
Yeah, like people don't realize all the stuff that we were producing.
I didn't do any of that for the record.
Well, we were producing so much stuff, and obviously it all came to an end this year because we weren't able to have any of these kinds of production shoots where it's like this big set and lots of people. Now it's like, I think people are obviously starting to get back into production sets and stuff, but it's such a crazy protocol now. Like we were working on, you know, digital budgets and, you know, trying to work that out. And now that I have Naturium, it almost seems weird. It's like weird because COVID made me shut off that side of my mm-hmm. business where we had the production arm going. And then it made me like shift actually to Naturium, like almost like full time.
Yeah.
And I guess in some ways it was a blessing because I needed to, and I don't think I realized how much I was going to
work
to like have to really work on Naturium. It's crushing it. Luckily, we are going into Target at the end of the month. I am so, so excited. We're going to be in a few select Targets at the end of the month, and then hopefully it gets bigger from there. So
awesome.
It's like, it's been a wild, wild year, a wild ride, and it did not go the way I thought it was going to go whatsoever.
In good ways and bad, I'm
exactly.
sure.
Yeah. I've learned a lot. I've, you know, like had to have my butt kicked a few times. And I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I think we're all just kind of like, hopefully 2021 will be better. I don't know what makes it better.
I don't know.
But hopefully.
Is it guys like, or are we just, who knows? I have no idea. I'm starting to fantasize about traveling again. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to like let my mind look at airline tickets mm-hmm. and just in hopes that 2021 will be the year that we can incorporate more fun back in.
Yeah.
You know, and more like events, whether they're intimate or not. And I want to get back on a plane with my kids and go do something.
Well, it's like finding the new normal in a safe way, right? Like I think it took me until September to actually get back on an airplane this year. And we did it with the family. It was an hour long flight to New Mexico.
And it was a breeze, right?
And it was easy.
Yeah.
We wore our masks. Everybody on the airplane wore their mask. Yeah. Everybody at the airport wore their mask. And then I went to Memphis for Miss USA. Wear a mask. Like it's like, and they had a little protocol and all that kind of stuff. So it's interesting to know how things work out. And you start to see like, okay, we can do this. Like it's just about being safe and following the protocol and just going with it.
Right, right, exactly. So I am optimistic. I've been in a better place for sure the last few months. And I'm really, you know, I work on that. That's important to me to try and be happy. And, you know, fun is like probably one of the biggest priorities in my life.
Yeah, which is what makes you one of the best friends to have.
I mean, it is truly so important to me to have fun.
I know.
Like, I don't know how long I'm going to be walking around planet Earth. I better make it fun.
We all do.
I know.
I think that's the biggest lesson we all got from 2020.
Yeah.
Is that life can change so easily. You can't tell me one thing Like you can't, like now I believe anything can happen.
Oh my God. I mean, in March, I thought we'd like be out for 2 days.
I mean, I saw you like 3 days before the shutdown.
Oh yeah.
And you were like, well, I guess we won't see each other for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that's what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah. 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 What a weird year. A lot of ups and downs though, you know, for us though, we're really lucky. I got my boys in these little private school pods, which is awesome. So I feel like I can kind of breathe again, but the Zoom thing is still happening through the pods and that's just insane. No offense to the creator of Zoom, but I hate Zoom now. Like I've developed such a passionate hatred. I probably mention it at least 3 to 4 times a day if given the opportunity to talk about how much I hate Zoom. But yeah.
You can always use Google.
True. I mean, it's just, you know, I think I got virus fatigue though big time.
I think everybody did.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody did.
We had that episode, I think it was with Dinah, where we all start talking about how like we're so tired of this. Like we want to just figure out our new normal.
Yeah.
And I was a little worried that we were gonna put that episode out there and people are gonna be like shaming us and stuff. Mm. And then I started getting messages from moms being like, I'm glad you talked about that. We all feel this way.
Yeah.
We all feel exhausted mm-hmm. and don't know what to do, and we wanna figure out our new normal because we can't live our lives like that where we're scared and not leaving our houses at all and stuff. It's
that
really
doesn't
about
work.
Being safe and learning from it. Wear your mask. It's that easy. It's so easy.
Yeah. I hate the mask. But
I do.
Everybody does. Everybody hates it. You gotta do it. I mean, you have to do it in LA because they don't let you in anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And unless you want to like start a fight with somebody who's just doing their job, you got to put one on.
Yeah. But you know what? Before we nosedive into a random topic. Like, well, just starting to like rant about how 2020 went. Let's do the shift.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the things that we loved about the year. Like,
okay.
I know that there were some things. I saw you on the internet, you know, on social media, like going to like more outdoorsy things.
Well, I mean, I love outdoorsy things. That's always like a huge way for me to center myself. So anytime I can go play in nature, I'm happy. We did a lot of like California trips, which I love California. I'm a Californian and there's places that I'd never been to here, like Joshua Tree, which is so random because that's such a destination and such an easy trip for Angelenos to go there. And I got to go there for my birthday. And, you know, we got to do a ton of stuff. We got to do tons and tons of stuff. I'm particularly proud of my husband. Our relationship is doing really well, knock on wood, because, you know, marriage can go up and down all the time. But I'm really happy for him. He's killing it with his bourbon. And as his wife, it's really fun to watch him just wake up excited every day. I have wanted that for him since we met, because I felt like I always got to do this like really fun, creative job and make money, like having the most fun. But he had a business that he had to run and he was not like particularly passionate about it. And now he's stoked and it's doing amazing.
Right.
I also
To be clear, he jumped from his old business mm-hmm. to this new one.
Yeah.
And the new one he's pumped about.
Yeah, the bourbon biz. He's so excited about
it.
And
it's funny because he was forced into this.
And he
because of COVID, everybody, not forced into it by like other things. Like he was forced into
start
it.
Start a bourbon company right now. Gun to your head. Good news for us, but alcohol sales are up. Bourbon sales are through the roof. And his little brand is like making a big splash. And he's won a million awards, all these gold medals for taste and even the style of the bottle, which I know he worked, I mean, countless hours on every single detail. But it's exciting. And then for me, I'm so excited that I let go of things that don't serve a purpose in my life anymore, like my YouTube channel. I'm really excited I let that go. It always felt like my income was so tied to that even if it wasn't serving, like fulfilling me emotionally, that like I had to do it because of my income and the, you know, brand partnerships that came along with having a YouTube channel. But that's not the case. I'm solely focused on Instagram now. And it feels good to just kind of have like one thing to focus on, really.
I like
that. You know, and it's been fun. And I feel like during COVID, I've had the opportunity to have a little bit more time to create funny content, which, you know, I love to do. And I've always done it here and there since I've been online. And now I get to kind of focus on it a little bit more. And the feedback has been good for me.
Well, you know, I've always been
I know
like,
you, Shireen, the people that know me are always like, be funny, you fucking idiot. That's what you are.
And you love it. Like, you can just tell that you love doing that, too.
I do.
It's like, why do something that you don't love?
No, I don't. And now I feel like I'm, you know, in a good way, like sort of rediscovering all the things that like really make me happy. And that's because I've had time to do that.
Yeah.
So that's good. So I'm, you know, now at the end of 2020, I'm feeling like this whole year was kind of a blessing in disguise in a lot of ways for me. But I mean, who the fuck am I? I hope I don't sound snobby or like a piece of shit.
I don't think anyone listening is thinking about that. Dude, you had, if you guys are only listening right now, like Shahrzad has had a really hard time the last couple of years. I mean, you guys didn't see, again, we go back to, we are social media personalities, but it's not like we're sharing all the intimate details of, I know there are social media people that do that, but I'm not one of those
I'm
people
not one of them.
Where I like share all the little things that are happening that are like freaking us out. I'm not sharing the moments where I'm crying. You've almost never seen me cry on the internet, because it's not like I don't cry, but I don't cry on the internet. Like, that's not my style. You know, it's like I keep these things to myself, and then I'll maybe like talk about it later about what I experienced. Yeah, I got to process it. And I don't need everybody to like make their own opinion about it. And I watched you for the last couple of years. Just, you know, we've talked about this. Like, I know you had a hard couple of years, and people don't really understand what's going on in someone's life.
No.
Yeah,
they don't.
So I'm glad that this year gave you a pause.
It did. Me too. It was a much, you know, now that you can, when you look back at things, you know, what do they say? Hindsight's always 2020. So
yeah.
Whatever the fuck that saying
well,
is.
Well, don't get me wrong. I still feel like this was a shitty year. Fuck 2020.
I know. It's hard to like think about. It's hard to put 2020 into words.
It really is.
Because
it'll take a while.
Look at you. You had a great year at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, a successful business, right? Yeah. Like I launched a successful business. It could have gone a whole other way.
Yeah.
But I
you
am
mean,
grateful.
What, like a worse way?
I mean, who knows? Who knows what could have happened, right? Like it's like you said at the beginning of this podcast episode, it's like this was a bad year to start anything.
Yeah.
It was the worst year to start anything. It was so wild. And like the way that we've had to like learn to refunction and do things differently and, you know, just everything that happened, all of it. But I'll tell you the thing that I got the most from this year when I really, now that we're at the end of the year and I can really take a step back and look at everything, the thing that I got the most, even though like for a second there I was like drowning in what I felt was like people being mad at me, when I really take a look back on it, there was so much support.
Yeah.
There were so many people who were messaging me and contacting me and being like, you've helped me with my skin. You've helped me with my child. I had a baby at the same time that you had your first baby, and I've been with you ever since that. Or, you know, like I didn't know how to do anything with my skincare. I was doing all my skincare products, all my routine wrong. And it turned out it was just these little simple things that you taught me, and it really changed my life.
Yeah.
Or even just people being like, I see you. Like you have done such a good job of being like a person with integrity on the internet.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everybody gets to make mistakes, and I'm going to forgive you because I know you're a good person.
Yeah.
And when I look back on that, like the supportive world out there, I think sometimes we get so focused on the
negative.
People on the that are negative
for
and
sure.
all the negative stories and everything that we sometimes forget that there's this positivity that's circling around us. And now that I've had a chance to really get to the end of the year, take a look back, because you always start to reflect and stuff. And that's what I realize is that there are way more good people, positive people in my life. And I'm truly, truly grateful for that. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for our health.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
So on that note, just a big fat thank you to everybody who supported this podcast and us, obviously. I know we rambled on a bit in this episode.
I think it's fine. We get to, you know what? We get to have our closure with our podcast any way we want
to. That's true. It's our podcast. We can close it how we want. But I am leaving this feeling happy, and I hope to connect with you guys on my Instagram account if you want to.
Yeah.
If and not, if you're like, shut up, then that's okay. No, you don't have to follow.
Of course they want to.
Funny, I promise. I'm funny on Instagram.
I love you, Sharzad.
I love you too, Susan.
What fun adventures are we going to do? What are we doing next?
I know. Now we need, we'll hit pause and I think we'll reconvene in 2021 to see if there's any projects. Because this is the last thing we're doing together.
I mean, last, but I can't imagine that this is the end of us working together.
I know. I do fantasize about other things that will come up when the world is a little bit more
stable. Back to normal-ish?
Whatever like, that happens? Is. When we can plan something with confidence.
Yes.
You know, I am, and when we can be on set together. Like, remember that Dermaflash? Was it Dermaflash?
Yeah, it was Dermaflash. We did that. Nobody knows that we did that.
I know. We did. I don't even know if we were like allowed to talk about it, but it was a couple of years ago. We did a massive commercial together.
It was one of those.
An infomercial.
Infomercials. It was an infomercial for Dermaflash. They asked us to be on it together.
That was so fun, though, for me and you.
It was our biggest payday, remember? We were like, oh my God, this is so much money that people are paying us to be in an infomercial.
And not a soul
they
saw.
They cut us out.
We thought we were hot shit. And they were like, so you got cut.
We were like, okay. We still got paid.
No, I do look forward to like fun things like that. You know, I still sometimes fantasize about the sass going around the world since that's one of my dreams.
Maybe it could still happen. Mixed makeup is still around.
You know, I haven't even been on Mixed Makeup in nine months. A lot of people have
stopped watching Mixed Makeup.
No, I mean, I haven't been on it.
You're going to be on one episode. I'll talk to you about that.
See, she's like, I can't quit you. Anyway. Okay, guys, connect with us on Instagram. Obviously, guys, buy Naturium. It's the best skincare I have ever used. If you know anything about my skin from the sass, you know I'm a red bitch. And this is... Susan's sitting 6 feet away from me and she can see my skin.
It's glowing.
Better than it has in a really long time. Again, knocking on wood. And it's Naturium. This is now sponsored by Naturium.
No, it's not. Kidding. But I love you
kidding.
Also Lucky 7.
And buy my husband's bourbon. It is... so good. Lucky7spirits.com. Support small businesses.
Exactly.
He's Palestinian. Support him. Does that make you want to support him?
Yeah.
They're like, no.
Maybe. And then we edit. Yeah. And then they're like, glad their podcast is ending.
Anywho, do we have anything else to say?
No, but I love you.
I love you too.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to us and supporting us and sticking around. And, you know, if you've listened to this podcast, we appreciate it because you know what? The listeners start to dive and it makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense because this was a year and we were with you and we love you.
Love you. And love you so much.
Yeah, we really, really do. And we'll still be. You'll still see us on the socials together and on our own.
Creeping.
So I guess on that note, here's to 2021.
Cheers to
new
2021.
New beginnings.
Yeah.
New beginnings.
New beginnings. There you go. All right, guys. Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.